Our phone numbers are 216-578-1100, 216-578-1111. Like I said, we'll have U.S. Marshal Pete Elliott joining us after the 6 o'clock news. We'll talk about what's going on in this country. And I think some of my points will be proven about what's going on as we find out what, as far as crime, which is completely out of control in this country. We'll talk with Pete Elliott after the 6 o'clock news. Let me go to Chris in Brunswick. Chris, you're in the air, Chris.
Hey, Trev, this is the sun is cold guy, Chris in Brunswick. So, the solution to all the problems that you just described is three letters, W-A-R, war. It will solve everything. You won't have to worry about the $20 product from China. It won't be $40 because you won't have it. Nobody will have it. They were going to make those processors in Taiwan. The Chinese are going to take over Taiwan. No more processors. No more computer chips. Once they screw everything up, Gerald Celente says it, once they screw everything up, they'll take you to war. And then they'll wipe out the middle class because people won't be able to afford the simple things in life. There will be no more middle class, only rich and poor. And that is the point. And it's well orchestrated. If it happens in government, it's all planned that way. War. Solution. Change my mind.
Thank you for the phone call, Chris. I just don't know what the answers are. People say that we need to bring manufacturing back to the United States. I don't know how you're going to do that unless you double and triple the price of everything because of what we pay our people here in the United States compared to what's being paid in other countries. I mean, think about it for a second. Maybe if there's a way around this, I'd be willing to listen rather than sarcasm. It's very simple. You're making a 20. China is making a $20 product that costs us $20 to buy. Us, the American people. The reason it costs $20 is because they don't pay their people anything, hardly, to make the product. We bring manufacturing back to this country. That $20 product now is going to be $40 or $50. Do you realize the inflation? And then if we pay people living wages here in this country, especially in manufacturing. Okay, so now how do you overcome the increase in cost if you bring manufacturing back here? I'm willing to listen. If somebody has an explanation, I'm willing to listen. How do you compete? You're paying $15, $20, $25 an hour compared to $2, $3 an hour, $4 an hour. In some cases, in other countries, nothing an hour. They're just providing housing for them, basically. Room and board. How do you compete? Carmen brought up the steel industry. How do you bring the steel industry back here? People were making very good money in the steel industry. You know what the cost of steel is going to be? So I'm not saying that I don't want manufacturing back here. My question is, how do you do it? I think we're between a rock and a hard place. And what scares me, these countries can cut us off anytime they want. And like one of the callers said, if they do cut us off, it's almost an act of war. I don't know what you do. I have no idea. Let me go to Brian in Cleveland. Brian, you're in the air, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Trev. I manufacture parts. So I have assemblies made in the United States. Right now, today, 6 hours ago, I'm getting cut off. Now, my parts are all made in the United States, right? The assembly ingredients called silica which is in part of the state of extension cords. I sell my manufacturer's extension cords. All my metals made in the United States that I know of, all my copper, all my silicone. Well, the silica that makes the silicone comes from freaking China, and now they're going to cut that off, and that's closing me. I tried making, we'll call them lawn sprinklers. 15 years ago, I tried five different American manufacturers to make the best lawn sprinkler possible. That lawn sprinkler was going to cost me $225 if manufactured in the United States. I got to be made for $17 in China. It kills me. It's a double-edged sword. We have to pay more as Americans, but how are we going to do that when we have this, you know, what the situation that we're in?
Well, wait a minute. This is what I'm trying to explain to people. But you're saying that it cost you $225 to make the same sprinkler that you could buy from China for $17?
Identical sprinkler. 100% identical, except made in the United States. I had five different manufacturers that said that they could make it. This was 17 years ago when we first came in business. What's really getting me is the processes and ingredients of my parts for these, for my extension cords. We have the copper. We've got the terminals. They're made in Florida and in Colorado. My wire is manufactured in Indiana, but the parts that make the wire is called silica. Silica is being held hostage by China, and that's going to shut us down. We're not going to be able to make American-made extension cords anymore.
Wow.
This is what gets me going. We have to be able to, I mean, the only way to do it, like you said, is to pay more. Us as Americans are going to have to bite our tongue, and if we want to get this process and manufacturing going back in the United States, we have to pay more. We have to pay more. But who wants to do that? We're so used to China. I mean, $17 versus $225. How do you compete? How can you compete?
What American is going to pay if they have if there's two sprinklers on the shelf? One is for $17, one is for $225. They're roughly the same sprinkler, or as you said, the same sprinkler. What American's going to pay $225 when they can buy it for $17?
Now we put out questionnaires and things to the people that we sell to, and they will pay more. They will pay up to 3 to 4 times as much. Just say we'll round it up to $20. So they will pay $70, but they're not going to pay $225. They will not. Yeah. They will suck it up to buy an American flag on our, you know, on the thing. But what gets me is the little ingredients to our pieces are being held hostage, and it's stopping our whole manufacturing process because we cannot make the silicone to our extension cords.
Man, I got to move. Thank you for the explanation. Great phone call. They got us by the balls. They really do. I have no idea what the answer is. I really don't. Abraham, you're in the air, Abraham.
It's Abraham from Cleveland Heights. What I wanted to say on this important subject of bringing manufacturing back to the United States is with NAFTA, they made this quick fix to outsource labor to China for a few dollars, which was back then the same product, let's say $200, $150. And now when we have this crisis, obviously it's not as product isn't as cheap as it used to be, and we have all these delays. So in addition to bringing back the manufacturing, we'll also need to manufacture the products to be longer lasting compared to these product of China BS that is built to break.
Well, that's and thank you for the phone call. That's the truest thing I've ever heard. I bought a freezer 40 years ago. I still have it. Bought a new freezer, but I still have the old freezer, so I wanted another freezer. I probably, in the last 20 years, the one that lasted me 40 years, that I bought years ago in the 80s, I've probably bought three or four new ones since then.
Isn't that something? They don't make them like they used.
Same way with washing machines. Yeah. It seems like my wife says to me every other day, there's something wrong with the washing machine. I mean, I really think that they're manufactured today, not the last. I really, no one, I don't think, it would be hard to convince me different. It really would. Let me go to Frank in Hinckley. Frank, you're in the air, Frank.
Hi, Mike. It's Frank from Mars Trucking. How you doing?
Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Really well. You know, people keep telling me, hey, I don't mind paying more money as long as Donald Trump didn't get to be president. It's worth it. I'll tell you what, it's worth it for me to pay more so we can make this stuff in the United States of America. All right? I see people telling me they would pay more. I want to see it happen. I still buy Whirlpool, which is what made out of up there in north of Sandusky or something up there, right? Or Monroeville or something. You know, up there by Fremont. That's all Whirlpool products out there, correct? Now, I know they got to be making parts in China and bringing them in, but, you know, they're about the same cost as Samsung and everything else. I'm willing to pay that. I just bought some Whirlpool products for my house. I think they ought to put them out there and see what we do. I think we buy them.
But, Frank, do you really think we could get the majority of Americans to pay more?
Well, supply and demand. If that's what you offer them, I guess instead of them spending another, night at the bar or something, they'd have to pay more for their product, right?
I get it, but you would probably double the cost of almost everything.
I believe that. But they double the cost of my fuel since Joe Biden's become president.
That's true. Okay. Great point.
Okay. And I'm still trucking, and you're still paying for it, right? I'm still making a profit. I'm upping my rates. I mean, it gets passed out of a little bit no matter what you do. Okay? I had somebody tell me, why do you charge so much? Don't you feel bad? And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm still on my same profit margin. It's not that I'm charging too much. It's the profit margin we're on. And everybody's still surviving, right?
Yeah. Hey, Frank, thanks for everything you did for Coach for Kids also, Frank. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Bye. You're welcome. You're welcome, Frank. Thank you. Listen, I know this is a stupid statement, and I sound like an average, typical talk show host. I apologize. But this conversation is way above my pay grade. I don't know. If we double the cost of everything, how many people are going to be able to afford it?
Yeah, because wages aren't going to increase at the same rate, obviously.
Well, wages are already higher than other countries that are producing the product. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, hey, I'm Mike Tirasano for USA Insulation. Homeowners, winter's right around the corner. And if there's anything that can improve your comfort and lower your energy bills, and actually in the long run save your furnace because your furnace won't run as much, that's proper insulation. If you have bad insulation, and you know it, in the summer your air conditioner runs constantly, in the winter your furnace runs constantly, you can't heat or cool parts of your home to satisfy yourself, your energy bills are ridiculously high, USA Insulation can rectify that problem in one day. And the government is offering up to a $500 tax credit if you improve your insulation. So you'll save there. Call USA Insulation now, 440-602-4107. They'll get it done for you right away. 440-602-4107 or go to usainsulation.net. And like I said, they do the work from the outside, and they'll get it done in one day for you in most cases. USAinsulation.net for all the info. Let me go to George in Cleveland. George, you're in the air, George.
Hey, I got a solution for putting and keeping liberals and conservatives, Democrats and Republicans together.
It would be better if you talked a little louder, but go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I got a solution.
Yeah, I heard that part. Go ahead. What's the solution?
Duct tape.
Thank you for the phone call. Thank you. Yes. Let me go to Mike in Lyndhurst. Mike, you're in the air, Mike.
Yes, sir. I just want to offer a little bit of understanding of the price differential for manufacturing goods overseas versus here. And if we understood, we'd realize that there would be money saved if we made it here. So the reason why is because of, first of all, regulations, most importantly, EPA regulations. At one time, Cleveland was the world center for brass manufacturing. And it all went away because EPA regulations shut down the brass industry in America because to make brass, you use a lot of lead, and you know what the EPA thinks about lead. So
how are we going to avoid regulations?
Okay. So what we need to do is understand that we're not going to buy a product from country X if they're not going to protect the environment. Like we pay to protect the environment because there's a cost. You know about how everything goes around the world, so when they pump out crap into the atmosphere, it blows our way the next day. So we ought to understand that there's a price to pay for all this cheap product.
And if so we're going to tell China that they have to put stricter regulations for environment on their facilities.
What we're going to do is recognize that there's a real cost to making these cheap goods over there, and we can save in the long run. Everybody wants to save this planet, right? Everybody talks about how we have to conserve, et cetera, et cetera. So the liberal people should want to embrace the fact that we're not going to manufacture products in another country and then burn fuel to bring it here on a boat. Every time you handle a product from there to here, that requires energy. So people that are buying these cars that are manufactured in China and Japan, etc., it's polluting the environment just to get them here. So we have to recognize that there'd be a cost savings on what we spend on our government side in order to manufacture those products here.
Now, that's a start. And thank you for the phone call. That's a start. I don't know if you can look this up. I don't know if you did. Did you look up wages in China at all?
I will do so right now. Trip, I did
know. Average wage in China, somebody text in, $7,300. I don't know if that's true or not. That's what somebody text in. What were you going to say?
It's just this whole discussion is depressing. I mean, years ago, I remember, you know, Collinwood. As a kid, I spent a lot of time in Collinwood, and there was a bar called the Catfish. And I remember at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I'd go up there with my grandfather, and that place was packed. And the manufacturing base, driven, you recall, in Collinwood alone, I mean, you had Eaton, you had TRW, you had
Polensic named them all one day when we had them on the air.
Yeah, White Motor, Fisher Body. There were, I would say, well over 10,000 manufacturing jobs in Collinwood itself. I might be wrong, but there were a lot of jobs that were centered right in that area, and it all went away. Why were we able to compete then? You know, it might be the regulations that the previous
there was no competition then.
I mean, China. What did China?
And then those a lot of those big corporations moved their, because they could get way cheaper labor, moved their corporations overseas.
See, how do you keep them anchored here? You know, it's a no-win situation, or it was certainly then. And right now, I mean,
yeah. Once you give them the opportunity to do that, I mean, you're still, no matter what you do here, what is the average wage in China? That's a great text.
The average wage in China. It says 97. I got to find it in American dollar. Here we go, in American dollars. The median salary in China is $4,813 per month.
$4,000 per month?
$4,813 per month.
That's more than here. Jason, you're in the air, Jason.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Talking about this stuff, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a lot of food companies that are producing stuff here, sending overseas to get processed and back. So to think this stuff goes halfway across the world and then back to have chicken, you know, cut into fillets or bacon cured or whatever it is, there's something not quite right about that. And I think listening to your earlier calls, the Great Reset hasn't been mentioned. They talked about it like the 10 o'clock show, but I think that's what it is. It's trying to get rid of middle class, so then you have,
now,
you know.
Dave, Jason, I got to go to news, but they've almost eliminated the middle class already in this country. Hey, I'm Mike Tirasano for Window Nation, and Window Nation has a deal. For every two windows you buy, you get two free. And if you're financing, no money down, no payments, and no interest for two full years. Think about that. They have every style window. They're one of the top window companies in the country. You want to get these windows installed before winter sets in. So if you've been putting it off, call Window Nation. They'll get them in right away for you. 866-90-NATION. You're going to have people over for the holidays. You're going to be uncomfortable in your home with the weather. Your energy bills are going to be ridiculous. Call Window Nation now. 866-90-NATION. They'll come out. They'll give you an exact price. And they'll get them installed as quickly as humanly possible. 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Here's Julie with the news.
Real quick, if I could. Yeah. The average hourly salary is $1.52 in China, $161 and change a month. $1.52 is the average hourly wage.
A little different than $4,400 a month you just said.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Lord. Here's Julie with the news.
A national emergency is now being declared over the mental health of children. The organizations behind the declaration, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, say existing challenges in the COVID-19 pandemic are contributing factors. The groups cite CDC data that noted an increase in mental health emergency visits last year. A woman killed by a fallen branch in Mohican State Park is being identified. Authorities say 57-year-old Shelley Miller of Columbus was hiking in the Ashland County Park on Sunday when the branch struck her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. ODNR officials are investigating the incident. And the number of COVID-19 cases in Ohio now exceeds 1.5 million. An additional 3,617 cases reported in the last 24 hours bring the statewide total since the pandemic began to 1,503,102. Your traffic and weather is together mornings and afternoons. Here's Olivia.
From the Okanagan Traffic Center, if an auto accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Watch for an accident on the 90 West ramp to Hilliard. Also, a couple of accidents on the Turnpike, one westbound at Route 21 in Richfield. Also, eastbound between Route 44 and Route 5, an accident 271 South at Broadway Forbes. A power outage in Cuyahoga Falls, seeing several traffic lights out around Portage Trail, State, and Graham. So remember to treat those as four-way stops. This report is sponsored by Newsy, the only 24/7 over-the-air news network.
Get your news with Newsy, the only 24/7 news network that's free, using your TV's digital antenna or your favorite streaming device. Newsy is the essential, relevant journalism you've been searching for. Solid facts without the opinions. Learn more at newsy.com.
Olivia Musica, WTAM traffic at 1100 AM and 106.9 FM.
Your 3 News weather today. Sunny skies. We topped out right around 70. Tonight, the overnight low will be in the 50s. And for your Wednesday, more sunshine, highs in the 70s. I'm Julie Holliday. Your next news is at the top of the hour and anytime on Facebook or Twitter at WTAM 1100.
Here's the texter, and you could text us at 21095, brought to you by Absolute Roofing. I also had a couple friends text me during that news break. You can look it up on the internet. The average factory wage in China is $7,500 a year, American dollar. So $7,500 a year and change, $7,552.72. That's the average factory wage in China, in translating it into the American dollar, not the yen. So this is my point. If you're making a $20 object, whatever it may be, and the average yearly wage, okay, in China is $7,500 a year per worker. The average wage here has got to be over $40,000 a year. So say $35,000, whatever you want to say. That's five times the cost in wages alone to make the product.
So that
from the wage in China to the wage in the United States.
Yeah.
Five times. How do you overcome that? By bringing manufacturing back here. People aren't going to pay five times. Okay, so say you can reduce it to three times. So now the $20 item, $60. Are you willing to pay $20 for, name an object, it's $20, I don't even know, a pack of batteries, whatever. I'm just throwing something out. Now you want to pay $60 for that pack?
I know.
Because it's made here?
I know.
I do, but I don't.
All right, I don't mind. I want to buy American, but
I want to, yes. But who's going to do that?
Somebody had a text about Marysville and the Hondas that are being produced here, and that they're in line with the cost of American cars. You know, we're not paying exorbitant amount for, you know, parts that are coming from Mexico to assemble, you know, Hondas here, or parts that may come from China to assemble Hondas here.
Yeah, but even if the cars, this is what I have heard, and I read it on the internet, so it has to be true. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not, okay? But I have no idea. I don't think anybody listening has any idea. Unless you're a CEO in one of those big corporations, then you have an idea. You take any line of cars, American cars, that are being made here in America. You know the parts aren't?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, somebody cited the Hondas.
They're being assembled here.
Being assembled here. But
let's just say, okay, just let me throw one out as an example. And I'm not picking on, I'm just using this as an example. Ford. Okay?
Yes.
It's an American car, right?
Yes.
But the parts are being made in other countries.
Yes, I had a Ford, and there was a
label. No, don't pick on any one car. I'm just using that as an example.
Very well. Very well. Continue.
Think about that. So are they really, technically, they're made here.
They're being assembled here.
Yes. But because of cost reasons, a lot of the parts are being made somewhere else.
Yeah, I just looked
up a stat. At a way cheaper cost than they can be made here.
I looked up a stat. It said like about 65% of American-made cars, the parts are made here. The rest of it comes from somewhere else.
That's still a decent
whether percentage. It's Germany or anywhere else.
Yeah. So 35, 40% of the parts are being made somewhere else.
And if they weren't, what do you think? How much of an increase do you think you'd see in the prices of those cars?
See, maybe this is just common sense. I don't know if this would be true or not. But maybe technology could help us, even though we'd pay more in labor, if we had better technology. It could cut the cost of making the product down drastically. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Sure. I mean, Henry Ford, he invented the assembly line, didn't he?
Even though we pay more in labor, yeah. If we had better technology, I don't know. I just don't know how you do it. I really don't.
Well,
somebody said, text in 78%. Tesla, 78% are made in America. It's the most American car you can buy. Hold on a second. Isn't it also the most expensive American car you can buy?
I believe they are, yes.
So, Texter, I rest my case. And then 22% of Tesla is made somewhere else. That's a huge percentage. And it's still the most expensive car in this country. Again, we have tackled some topics on this show that we really need some experts in the area, which is hard to find, because who is really going to put their neck on the line there? You know what I mean? By exposing, you know.
Tesla's cost anywhere between $61,000 and $150,000.
Yeah, they're expensive. And to me, they're junk. To me. Because the last thing I want is an electric car.
I understand that. Well,
this is just me, personally. Maybe not for you, but for me. Like electric razors. They're junk. I've tried them 6 times in my life for convenience. They're junk. Compared to a sharp razor blade.
All right, now we get a text.
Now, if you're lazy and cheap and you don't replace your blade often, then I understand. But to me, I think electric razors are junk.
We got a text, Triv, saying Teslas are $40,000 to $50,000, and according to the internet, so it must be true. A Model Y performance Tesla. $60,990, all the way up to a Model S Plaid Plus, $149,000.
I don't know what kind of Tesla you could buy for $40,000. I could be wrong, but I haven't heard too many that, no.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. I would agree with you there. Let me go to Tony. Tony, you're in the air, Tony.
Triv, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
So, in the late 80s, my father-in-law was a CEO for a large plastic corporation in Akron. They made the resins for plastic products around the world. They had plants throughout America, and due to labor costs and product costs, they had to literally close them down to keep their doors open, just like Jim Euclid said about that wood that was, you know, transported to America. So here they ended up going to Puerto Rico, Indonesia, because these guys were asking for such high wages and they got such great bonuses, they couldn't afford to stay open. So here they gave the employees at these locations in third world countries bicycles as bonuses to get them to work. But again, they had to stay alive. My point is, I don't think CEOs and manufacturing companies want to do this. They have no choice, of course, but not to do this. And that's what happened in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, Mike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, as an American businessman, you don't want to kill anybody's livelihood.
So, well, but my point is, Tony, you know, everybody says bring manufacturing back. How do you do that and still make the product affordable?
We don't eat.
I mean, I you know, and I got to move here. I got to get to traffic. Thank you for the phone call. But there's another great. Yeah, go ahead.
One more thing. So you guys talked about researching animals that actually are tested for products for chemicals and drugs. They did research on rats and put polyester clothes on them and found that they had lowered their sex drives. In the 70s and 80s, men put polyester suits on and it lowered women's sex drives.
It's true, yes, polyester. Thank you for the phone call. You should see the clothes that millennials wear today. I was laughing at some guy the other day. It was just hysterical. Seth was there. If you'd have seen the pants he had on, no socks, and shoes that were 6 feet long.
They were pointed at the end. Yeah.
It was literally comical.
And then he had the man bun.
Yeah, he had the man bun. The pants around the ankles were skin tight.
Yep.
He had no socks on. And then he had, because his pants are skin tight, you can see his entire shoe. His shoes, he looked like he had skis on.
Yeah, that's true.
Or snowshoes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And then the jacket where the arms don't go all the way to the end?
No. Yeah, and then they wear the jackets, whether they're sport jackets, suit jackets, or just a jacket, you know, fall-type jacket that you wear when it gets cooler out. The jacket is like three sizes too small for him.
Yeah. He was a skinny guy.
And they think they look good. They look like they got the clothes from the Salvation Army.
Gotta love millennials.
Here's Olivia with traffic.
From the Okanok Traffic Center, if an auto accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. An accident blocks the left two lanes, 271 South, before the 480-14 split, backing up to Broadway Forbes. An accident on the Turnpike westbound at Route 21, also Front Street north of Bagley, West 130th at Holland. Watch for a stalled train in Olmsted Falls, seeing big backups around Bagley and Fitch Road, as well as Columbia. So just avoid that area right now. And a power outage in Cuyahoga Falls. Several traffic lights out around Portage Trail, State, and Graham Road. So remember to treat those as four-way stops. This report is sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance.
Good news, Ohio. Safe Auto offers state minimum car insurance for less than 66 cents a day. Safe Auto is available 24/7 to help you save. Get a quote in less than 3 minutes at safeauto.com or call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. When it's safe,
auto. Livy Musica, WTAM traffic at 1100 AM and 106.9 FM.
Sunny skies for your Tuesday with highs right around 70. Tonight, the overnight low will be in the 50s. And for your Wednesday, more sunshine, highs in the 70s.
That's why we got to try to get President Trump on again. We've had him on before. We got to try to get him on again. You know, he talks about bringing manufacturing back, and you know, he knows way more about it than I do, and that most of us do. And I really like to get him on to talk about bringing manufacturing and how do you keep, if we bring it back, how do we keep the cost affordable for Americans to buy if we're making it here in America? I really would love to hear that. We're going to have U.S. Marshal Pete Elliott on in just a few minutes after the 6 o'clock news. We'll get into what's going on in Northeast Ohio and the state of Ohio with U.S. Marshal Pete Elliott. I don't think you're going to be real happy. I just have that feeling. I don't know what he's going to say, but we'll see. But we've hit on a very interesting topic today. That's why, I mean, I mean, sports really bores me now. There's so much now right in front of our face, and we're watching a country just absolutely fall apart right in front of us, that there's so many great topics today. There really, truly is. And to sit here and talk about Baker Mayfield or the Cleveland Browns, the only thing I really want to do, and as time goes on, we're going to have a doctor on. Did we get a doctor yet?
Yes, tomorrow at 5:10, Dr. Mark Panaguti from Ortho West on the west side of Cleveland.
Because I want to talk to him about all these injuries in sports. Because a doctor told me years ago, a friend of mine that I played cards with, and he was a big-time doctor. He got transferred to another city now. I won't say where, but in the United States for major hospital. And he told me it's the Similac generation. So we'll talk to the doctor about that tomorrow because, you know, kids aren't being breastfed and their tendons and muscles and bones are weaker, even though, according to Camino, they're bigger, faster, and stronger. And that's why you're seeing so many non-contact injuries. You told them that's what I wanted to talk about, I hope. Yes,
absolutely, yeah. I did.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. So we'll have him on what time?
5:10.
5:10 tomorrow. Hey, I'm Mike Trevisano for Bath R Us. Now, is your bathroom outdated? Does it have mold, mildew? You need a new tub. You need a whole new bathroom. My friends at Bath R Us can design the bath of your dreams. They're bathroom experts. Listen to me closely. They offer complete, the key word, complete bathroom remodeling. Whatever it is you need, Bath R Us can do. Okay? Their installers, the best. And if you call right now, you'll get $1,000 off your project. 440-276-8017. What I mean by calling now, you call and you make an appointment and they come out and they give you an estimate. 440-276-8017 or go to bathrus.com. Complete bathroom remodeling service with Bath R Us. Take advantage of that. Call now and get $1,000 off. Mention my name, you may even get a better deal. And everything they install comes with a lifetime warranty. BathRUs.com. Give them a call. You need that bathroom remodeled. We got to take a break here for news. And then when we come back, we're going to have U.S. Marshal Pete Elliott on. So we'll get into crime in Northeast Ohio. So another topic. So we've had some very good topics today. Very, very good topics. Oh, by the way, have you noticed, did you hear about Belichick over the weekend?
What was he up to?
It's unbelievable. So Belichick has got a cut on his nose during the game.
All right.
They, who'd they play? Dallas, right?
Yes.
And they lost in overtime or something, or yeah. Didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yes, yeah. And they want to know why Belichick had a cut on his nose.
Okay.
It's just like a little scrape on his nose, and it's like this big story now.
Sure.
Yeah.
He could have walked into something at his house.
It could have been from the headset. Yeah. It could have been he went to talk to a player and, you know, he hit their face mask.
Yeah, bent down to speak to him and boom. Yeah.
You know.
Something innocent.
Anything. I don't know. So it's like this big story now why Belichick had a cut on his nose.
Yeah, reporters going beyond the so-called headlines, Trev. It's the world of journalism.
U.S. Marshal Pete Elliott will join us after the 6 o'clock news. Don't touch the dial. You'll find this very interesting, I hope.